The Maine House has overwhelmingly approved a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe the long-term use of antibiotics to treat Lyme disease without fear of disciplinary action by the Medical Licensing Board. In spite of a division in the medical community over the use of long-term antibiotic treatment, supporters of the measure were able to make a strong argument for the bill that's modeled after similar legislation in other states. A.J. Higgins has details.
During a public hearing in April, a legislative committee was told that the medical community is divided over Lyme treatment, which physicians say can be hard to diagnose and difficult to treat. One approach involves a long-term regimen of antibiotic therapy, but is something that is not recommended in the most recent guidelines developed by the Infectious Diseases Society of America. Representative Deborah Sanderson is a Chelsea Republican and the sponsor of a bill that would allow Maine doctors to prescribe long-term antibiotic therapy without being subject to potential disciplinary action from the Maine Board of Licensure in Medicine. She says the Infectious Diseases Society fails to recognize advances in treating the disease with antibiotics beyond the standard 28-day regimen.
That's exactly why we need this law. It's not prescriptive. It doesn't tell a physician they have to treat. It doesn't tell a physician how to treat. It merely allows a physician to treat.
Some lawmakers, such as Representative Patricia Hymanson, a retired York physician, supported an amended version of the bill that would permit non-traditional treatments of Lyme disease for doctors who obtained a patient's informed consent prior to prescribing the treatment. Hymanson says Sanderson's bill is an attempt to circumvent well-established evidence-based medical guidelines, and she says patients need to play an active role in their treatment.
If I wanted to treat someone for a severe sinus infection after 4 weeks of antibiotics, and it wasn't recommended in evidence-based protocols, I would explain that to the patient, but tell them I think this is a good idea. And I could document it.
Opponents say the informed consent provision posed too many obstacles to Lyme patients seeking treatment. The House approved Sanderson's bill in a 106-34 vote, and the measure now moves to the Republican-controlled Senate. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.